Cochran and Company, Charge, Take Me Back on Uplifting and Family Friendly 102.3 Proclaim FM. Good morning to you. It's Rebecca and Scott in the mix. Love that song.
I love that song.
Would love to get to know the artist. Song.
I would love to get to know that artist.
Well, guess what? We have him on the line right now.
This is no April Fool's.
No, it's no April Fool's joke. We have Michael Cochran on the line of Cochran and Company. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, okay. Michael.
How are you?
I'm great. Great. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're in our time zone, Michael, so you could call live.
Yes, absolutely. That means I didn't have to wake up at like 5 in the morning or something.
Do you know how hard it is to get an artist to call live to a morning show?
Oh, yeah. Artists, you know, we typically, we're out late playing shows, and then we don't normally see 8 a.m. very often, I would suppose.
That's probably true.
So true. Michael, we have been loving your song, Church. It's been a big requested song here at Proclaim FM, and we thought we need to get to know Michael a bit better.
Oh, yeah, this will be good.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself, things maybe we don't know?
Yeah, sure. Right now I'm actually calling you from the town I live in called Montgomery, Indiana. It is population 265.
Do you know all 265 people?
I don't. I've not lived here very long. We moved here. I work at a church down the road, and my wife teaches school, we know probably most of them, I would say.
I love small town.
It's great. There's no stoplights in this town.
Is there any stop signs?
There's a couple stop signs. Okay, yeah, good. A lot of people disregard them, but they are here. I was born and raised just about 30 minutes south, so I've been Southern Indiana all my life. I started playing music when I was probably 12 years old. Played drums in a band all through school, and then I started playing piano my senior year and started watching Billy Joel YouTube videos.
Wow.
To figure out how to do what he was doing, and that just opened up a whole world for me, and I started writing, and somewhere along the lines, God just started changing my desires from wanting to move to Nashville and play the honky-tonks to wanting to write songs for the church.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful for that, and that's what I've been doing now since, for about 7 years, and I've been serving as worship pastor at a church as well, and that's kind of where the song really came from, I guess, was just reflecting back on my own life and kind of my own walk away from church, and then how God just lovingly brought me back through the love of a local church and the people in it.
There's so many people that do that through their life, Michael, is that, you know, maybe they were brought up in church, but they kind of have to find their way, their own walk with the Lord, and make a little bit of mistakes along the way. So that kind of represents your walk as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I somewhere around high school, I kind of decided, because my grandfather was a minister, my dad was a school for ministry, we were just in the church a lot. And somewhere around high school, I kind of thought maybe didn't need it. Maybe I could do everything kind of my own way. Mm-hmm. And just like the song says, you know, it just left me more broken and more lost than I was before. And I really wanted to find out what truth was and what it meant and what was real. And Jesus just answered that prayer and showed me himself. And it's amazing, you know, people will walk away from church for a number of reasons. Maybe it's those personal struggles, and maybe sometimes, sadly enough, it's because the church is not perfect people. You know, we're not.
Not at all.
We don't always get it right, and the church doesn't always get it right. And sometimes, you know, broken people hurt other people.
Yeah, that's right.
And that, I tried to touch on that in my song as well, and letting people know, like, hey, this isn't, you know, we're all broken, and there's grace for all of us. And so for me, you know, that, I had those experiences too, where, you know, you have hurt feelings and you have things like that. But God is just so big, and he's able to just soften those things. And if you're willing, he can just mend people's hearts back together, and it's beautiful.
Amen. One thing I've always said, and I don't always listen to this advice, is that don't keep your eyes or put your eyes on people. They will fail you, but keep your eyes on God. He never fails you. We are going to disappoint each other along the way. Yeah.
Absolutely.
In and out of the church. Michael, is there any way we can keep you on the line for a few moments?
Absolutely.